Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 14th of February. And happy Valentine's Day to everyone who is tuning in today. And I'm calling from India, Chennai, India. I just spent the past couple of weeks with Dr. Pillai and all the participants who joined his birthday trip in Tamil Nadu, the deep south of India, and the land of spiritual vortexes or vortices that can change the destiny of everyone. And not only the people who join, but also the people who are participating in any of the services offered through Pillai Center or Astrovid, and also those who are in part of Dr. Pillai's programs, whether you're listening to the YouTube, the free videos, and practicing the mantras there from there, or if you're participating in courses and programs that are offered through Pillai Center and Astrovid as well, you will be receiving those blessings, because here we are as a global community coming together to raise the consciousness of our own individual lives as we evolve from the soul level and work on our karmas from within, dispelling any karmas that are no longer serving our highest and best, and then also that are preventing us from progressing both materially and spiritually. And that was Dr. Pillai's message for this past couple of weeks. During the trip, we really worked on challenging our karmas. So karma is just a bunch of thoughts we've had. It's thoughts from our past lives, thoughts from this life, and then thoughts about our future that plant seeds, and then we just live into them. And then we think, oh, at this point in time, this is what we want to have. And then we get there, or we grab our manifestation, or we evolve to that level that we want to evolve, and then we go, is this it? Is this really what's making me happy and living purposefully? And then we have disappointment. So it's not that we're not going to have thoughts. We're going to have thoughts, but we want to have really empowered thoughts. We want to come from high self-esteem, not to feel like, oh, we know it all, because who cares about who's right or wrong, right? We've been there. And it's not an easy place to be, because if you're right, then your chances are you're making someone else wrong. Or if you're wrong, someone else is making you to feel that way. So it's not about that. It's about navigating. It's about, as Dr. Pillai says, thinking with wisdom. Now, how can you think and have wisdom at the same time? Well, that's where these vortexes come in. They change the vibration of your being, and they change how you perceive yourself from the inside. And you see all your yucky stuff. You see all the great things that you have to offer, but then you're a little bit afraid. Or perhaps there's, oh, well, you know, I did that before and it didn't help me. Dr. Pillai's big message was, if you're challenging your karma, all those thoughts, all those obstacles or perceptions that we have about ourselves or others, then you have to constantly be in the moment, in the now, meaning that you capture those thoughts, you see them, and then you infuse them with a mantra. You infuse them with a ritual. You infuse them with some meditation practice. And then that vibration will shake free that which no longer serves us. So during the past couple of weeks, we have been really challenging the way we are being, the way we are perceiving the world around us. Dr. Pillai is fabulous in that he makes it a practice. It's not like we just go and sit and lecture or we go and visit temples. He's constantly challenging us to check our thoughts. What are we doing? Are we thinking positive thoughts? Are we thinking high vibrating thoughts? Are we thinking thoughts that are going to manifest a better reality for ourselves? Are we thinking gossiping thoughts? Are we judging? So we were really challenged to see where our energy is going. And then to get to that point, where we are just totally open to the divine. And then through the grace, through putting God first and vibrating at that level, feeling the light within all the cells, at the same time being in our lives, you know, have to get up at 5 a.m., you know, do some coconut busting, which was really a powerful practice to do, and we'll talk about that some more. But also to, you know, move through life with more grace and ease. And then when our karmas come or we have interactions with others that we get our buttons pushed, then we just stop, pause for a moment. And then we say, you know, the divine has to come in and light up, bring more intelligence to the situation, and then help us to navigate accordingly. And letting go of everything that just happened. So easier said than done, right? So, but here we go. We can just take this in and then start to use the mantras, use the meditations, listen to the discussions about how people are navigating week to week. That's what we do here in Sunday with Sucharita. We learn how to navigate with the energies that are presented this week. And to this week, particularly today, the sun is really strong. So we're going to tap into the energy of the sun. And the sun is also that super intelligence within us. It's not just a ball of fire in the sky. It is beaming within us. It makes everything on earth, including ourselves and all living things, to come to life. So if we feel like we're having those dark nights of the soul, or we want to just give up, or what's the point, then we call on the sun's energy. And so from Sunday to Sunday and every day in between, you can feel that intelligence, that love, that grace, that compassion, that lighting up of the dark night. So it takes away that lower vibrating energy. So we'll call on the sun today. We'll call on Ganesha. Ganesha is really powerful this year. As Dr. Pillai said, 2016 is a very powerful year for Ganesha. So if we have obstacles in our lives up until this point where we haven't had breakthroughs that we want to experience, that we haven't yet experienced, and we think, oh, you know, what's the point? Ganesha is here. So when we surrender to that obstacle-busting archetype or energy or God, deity, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same. It's an energy also that resides within us at the Muladhara or the root chakra. So we want to activate that energy to keep flushing out our chakras as the energy moves up the spine, pierces all the energy centers, and then activates the brain, dispels all the lower vibrating energy. So we become more masters of our destiny with Ganesha's grace and blessings. So it's not something that's outside of us. It is something that is within us. And we look to the outside, to these archetypes or deities or gods that you can refer to. He's an elephant-headed being. And we went to we had a very powerful experience at the 12 priest Ganesha Homa that was in Kumbakonam during the trip. I think it was a few days ago. And it was supposed to be only for 2 hours. It went on and on and on and on for 4 hours. And everybody on the trip was just floating throughout the whole thing. And we couldn't believe how fast the time went by. And Dr. Pillai had shared with us, as many of the members experienced, such delight, such elevation of spirit. And some those who are really sensitive to clairvoyance, they can see, they saw the deities, not just Ganesha, but all the gods. And then Dr. Plank confirmed, all the gods came to the earth plane to this ceremony. And we could all feel it. Not all of us could see. Not all of us could experience to the level of others who did share about their experiences, but we all knew something divine, something totally sublime, something totally mystical and magical happened, not only to ourselves, but to the whole area and then the whole earth plane, because everything that Dr. Pillai does is for the earth plane. So we are evolving, this earth plane is evolving, and we want to be able to resonate with those energies or tap into those energies. So that was a really powerful Ganesha Homa, or fire ritual, they call it. All the priests were really happy. They're fantastic. They were all so pleased with the way everything went and how everyone was so, all the participants and everyone who sponsored the Homa online through Apply Center or Ashravet. Everyone was connected virtually and in live. So that's how we can share this with the rest of humanity. This is the highest consciousness, the highest technology, as Dr. Ply says. And then prior to that, we had been waking up every day smashing coconuts. We went to a very powerful temple to change the destiny. It's a small elephant headed being. The Ganesha there is white, and it's maybe like about 1.5 or 2 feet tall. And usually the deities are pretty, the statues are pretty tall, and they're made out of different rocks or substances. This in particular was made out of sea foam. And the mythology is that the gods and the demons were fighting. What else is new, right? We all have a battle going on inside of us, and we all have battles going on in the world. So there's always the dark forces and the light forces. This is the earth plane. So how to navigate in all of that? So the demons really were taking over all the dark forces. It was just a really hard time for the godlike people and also the deities themselves. So what happened was the churning of the milky ocean, as they say, all the stirrings were happening. So the foam was coming up. So the gods got the idea to create a Ganesha out of the sea foam. And so this is the temple that it happened at. And so the deity is there, and his trunk is facing the other way. Normally it's facing to the right, it's now facing to the left, meaning that it's a change in destiny. So whoever goes there, and then in particular you can do the puja, that's pu means flowers in Tamil, and so you offer flowers and you offer incense and candlelight and so on, some fruits, some treats that Ganesha likes, some Ganesha grass, the durva grass, not darba, durva, which is also called Bermuda grass in English. So you can do that as an offering every day. You can get it at your local puja store or in your area, or maybe buy it online. Dr. Ply's talked about that before. So start offering that to Ganesha. Maybe just even one grass of it, and that will do wonders. So we went to this temple every day, and we went and did the offering, and made our prayers. We went around the sanctum, and then we went out and smashed coconuts. And how that happens, and you can do this at home too. So you take the coconut, and the coconut is Ganesha. So you take the coconut, and you imagine all your congested energies, all your negative thoughts, everything that's happened to you that has supposedly have come from others against you, may or may not be true. That doesn't matter. It's still a part of you, and you want it out. So you need use Ganesha as the form of the coconut, as a surrogate, to absorb all your negativity, all your bad karma, health karma, relationship, finances. And you pour it into that, meaning you can take it, you can roll it around your head, you can put it on your eyes, imagine all that negativity that you've seen or you've taken in through the eyes, through the nostrils, through smells, through your hearing, through taste, through what you say or what has been said to you. You can put it on your neck, your shoulders, any body part that has pain, and then think of that situation in your life. And that you're really stuck and you have not had the breakthrough, and you pour it with such intention and passion. Some people were getting pretty mad too, like, I'm so sick of this. And they would pour it, all that intention, into the coconut and then smash the coconut. And some of them smashed to smithereens, others sliced in half. Others bounced around, and the people had to run after the coconut and get that make sure that that karma was busted. And each and every person had their own unique experience. So when you're doing that at home, you know, we don't have a place, you may not have a place like a temple that you can go smash coconuts and that's acceptable. You know, but you can do it by putting it into a plastic bag, a grocery bag or something like that. And then you do the ritual, absorb the negativity, gets absorbed in the coconut, and then you put the coconut in the bag and smash it, and then throw the bag into the recycle or into the garbage. And then your karma is done. And then you just wait, go about your day, and then you see how it shows up in your life. And you keep smashing the coconuts until you have a breakthrough. Keep offering the Guru Grass to Ganesha until you have a breakthrough. So Dr. Ply's strong message again was to commit. We have to commit. He said, we're committed to non-committal. You know, so we do something for a little bit of time and then, oh, it's not working. And this is not just in our spiritual path. It's also in our life. We commit to a relationship, but do we really? Do we commit to our finances, but do we really? Do we commit to, you know, our education or our professional pursuits? Do we really? Full on, do we immerse ourselves in that consciousness that we really want to have the breakthrough and then surrender it to the divine? Divine is just our higher self. Where do we go? We go, ah, it's never going to happen. So that's just human nature. And that will always be there. But then we have to really zap those thoughts. And so zapping the thoughts is calling in these higher energies, using a mantra, using a meditation. So today we'll get into a meditation. We'll call on the sun. Radha is our Vedic astrologer. She's going to talk about the sun transiting from the 10th house, Capricorn, now into the 11th house, Aquarius, in the natural zodiac, and then how the other planets are going to affect us as well in the coming 30 days. And then we'll talk about other things as well. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. And we'll see you next time. Those of you who are going to be staying, we're going to listen to the forecast for the month ahead as the sun transits into the sign of Aquarius. And we have our Vedic astrologer, Radha, here to join us. And you're welcome to stay as long as you want, everyone. However, if you have to jump, then please feel free. The recording will be posted to the Sundays with Sujata blog that you can listen to your at your own convenience. So have a fabulous week ahead. So I'm going to open the line now and see if Rod is there. Are you there, Radha? I think you have to press star 6.
Good morning, this is Radha.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Sucharita, and good morning, everyone. And good evening,
yeah.
I mean. Sorry, it's
yeah,
good evening for a lot of people and for you too, Sucharita.
Yeah, thanks for joining, Radha, and thanks for taking care of the Sundays with Sucharita calls while I was away.
For sure. Yeah, I just want to, we touched bases on 2 weeks ago, but then last week, just want to apologize to everyone because I actually made an announcement, you know, that Sucharita wouldn't be able to join us, but then later I found out I was still on mute, so I don't think anyone heard anything. So you would have had to go to the blog to find out the update, so sorry about that.
That's okay. So what can you tell us about the sun moving into transiting into the 11th house?
Yeah, well, we just had the transit of sun into Aquarius this past a week, a couple days ago, on the 12th. And
mm-hmm.
then sun is going to be traveling through Aquarius for the next month. And so Aquarius is known as Kumbha in Sanskrit. And it is the most humanitarian of all the signs. And just to review, a humanitarian is someone who works to make other people's lives better. So the sun is really going to be lighting up that energy for the next month. And, you know, the sun represents our capacity to be in the world, and it also represents our activity and vitality. And Aquarius is ruled by Saturn, and so Saturn's energy is going to be lighted up by the sun too. And Saturn's a planet of patience and endurance. He can bring in limitations. He can teach us true compassion and service, selfless service. Sometimes, you know, Sun and Saturn aren't all that compatible in a way, because Saturn can bring in the limitations and the blockages, whereas the Sun is, you know, representing our soul and taking action in the world. But Saturn can really, he has a way of really showing us and teaching us how to be truly compassionate to other beings. And he can give us the truest happiness, the real happiness. So a little bit more about Aquarius. Aquarius is symbolized by a person who's pouring out an empty water pot. Like he's already poured out the contents of the water pot. And the water actually symbolizes prana, or the cosmic life force. And the fact that the pot is empty means that the person has shared with others. So Aquarius is a lot about, you know, sharing with others, helping others. And the pot can also be thought to symbolize one's individual consciousness, because Aquarius can give us the impulse to, or the moving towards sharing our, or merging our individual energy with the universal energy. So Aquarius, it can relate to ending old ways of doing things and just like birthing a new way of life. And an important goal for Aquarius would be to like turn away from selfishness and dedicate more of yourself to the common good. And Aquarius can give you the ability to be really noble and generous and selfless and willing to help others. And now Saturn, ruling Aquarius, is associated with laborers and servants. Each of the planets are more, could be associated with a different station in life or different types of jobs. And so definitely Aquarius can give you the impulse to work hard to help people who are suffering and downtrodden, and to help them to come up in life. Now, Aquarius is also associated with science and technology and innovative thinking. And it's interesting that this connection with science and Aquarius, because Saturn is really a planet of democracy. And democracy means of the people. And so actually science is really, it can be very democratic, because once some science has been discovered or invented, like some kind of a, like a smartphone or a computer or, you know, electricity even, it's something that works for everyone, you know, if you have access to it, of course. But you don't have to have, like, an advanced degree from college to be able to use a smartphone or a computer, for example. You don't have to have been born into a rich family to be able to use electricity. It's something that once it's been invented, everyone can use. Now, but of course, not everyone has access to it, and so that's where the Aquarian energy is really wanting to help people who are neglected and suffering, and help them to go into a higher way of a life and to have everything to share with others so that everyone has the prosperity. And one thing to just be aware of is in Aquarius, sometimes one can put a lot of attention on everything that's not working in the world and focusing on the negative. So avoid that, because that can really bring in depression could be very depressing when you think about all the things that are the bad things in the world. And it really doesn't help to get into depression because that greatly reduces our usefulness and ability to help others. And so one thing about Aquarius, too, is that it can help us to learn that being humble is not like a life sentence for a life of servitude. It can actually be empowering, and it can lead us to higher consciousness. Now, something else interesting about Aquarius is that it's the natural 11th house of the zodiac, and the 11th house brings in energies of profit and gains, and it can bring in fulfillment of desires, and it's about manifestations and realizations of your hopes and dreams. And it's also about friendships and, like, being in community, networking with people, and having success through your connections with other people. So that's another good thing to focus on this month. Now, this year, when Sun is going to be transiting through Aquarius, as it does once a year, something unique is that K2 is going to be in Aquarius too. And K2 is a saintly planet, is a planet of detachment, of spiritual liberation, and of unboundedness, like not having boundaries. And K2 should be very comfortable in Aquarius. And when a planet is comfortable where he's placed in a zodiac, they're really able to express their gifts. So K2 can also relate to very refined technologies and reorganizations, change, and surprises even. Now, it is interesting because Rahu and K2 don't have a physical body like most of the other planets do. They're just like a hypothetical place in space, although they are real beings. But so they don't rule days of the week like other planets do. But Dr. Pillai has said that we can honor Rahu on Mondays and K2 on Sundays. And then Sundays, of course, are ruled by the sun. So it's interesting that Dr. Pillai has made this connection between sun and K2. And then sun and K2 are going to be having quite a close association for the next month while they're going through the same sign. So having the sun, the planet that of vitality and all energy, joined with the saintly planet, it's going to be interesting, and it's good to take note of these things because Dr. Pillai said that even when we just pay attention to the time shaktis or the energies of time, such as the planets, the star of the day, the moon phase, etc., even just paying attention to them and acknowledging them that way helps us to have a deeper connection with them. And then they can send us blessings, and we can receive the positive blessings instead of the problems. Just through us being aware of them. So having Sun and K2 in the same sign, it can bring in some possibilities to help reorganize your life in a better way. And just Sun in Aquarius in general brings in creativity and intelligence. So that's definitely a good thing. And if you want to connect more with K2's energy, K2's mantra is Om Ketave Namaha, and Ganesha rules K2. So Ganesha's has many mantras, but Om Ganapataye Namaha is one of them. Or you could just say Gum or Gung or both of them. Anytime that you need help from K2 and from Ganesha. And then Sun's mantra is Om Suryaya Namaha, and Sun is ruled by Shiva, whose mantra is Om Namah Shivaya. Or you could sing the beautiful Gayatri mantra for the sun, which Dr. Play has a few videos on YouTube when he's chanting that mantra, and we'll put a link to one on the blog. He had a recent one that came out around the winter solstice, where he was doing like a short meditation type chant on the Gayatri mantra. And he suggested that we keep doing that for the next few months. It's always very, very powerful mantra of just the supreme intelligence and the supreme light and consciousness. So just to sum up, here are some activities this month that could be especially profitable. One would be to just look around your world and see where you can do something that will help people or animals or the environment, and do something to contribute to a cause that will help uplift people and uplift the world. And just remember to focus on what is right with things rather than what is wrong, because it's much more powerful to do that. And avoid fanaticism and being too idealistic. It's a good time just to celebrate and embrace innovative thinking and science and all the new technologies and inventions that there are. And because Aquarius is a natural 11th house of gains and profits, take action for opportunities. Be on the lookout for opportunities for profits and gains. And don't stay on your own and network and make contact with friends and with influential people or perhaps organizations. Because a lot of times opportunities can come through our network of people that we know. And then ask yourself, am I spending my time in the most profitable way? That's always a very powerful question to ask around this time of year. And then here's just a quick summary of a couple power days that are coming up. The five visible planets are all lined up, and you can see them early in the morning and the before dawn. And they're going to be that way until about February 20th. So that's Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, the planets that we can actually see in the sky. And we can't see Rahu and Ketu. And then we call Moon and Sun planets, although it's like slightly different terminology. In the West, they're not technically planets. They're like a star and a moon. But I think that's just because of the translation. In Sanskrit, planets is really the word grahas, and it doesn't really mean the same as planets as we use it in English. A graha means something that like grabs your attention or grabs your consciousness. That just shows how all of these celestial beings kind of come in and grab our consciousness and deliver it to us specific karmas or experiences in their different periods of time when they are in charge. So anyway, basically, so we have these five planets all lined up, and they're visible to us. And so it is pretty interesting. It's very rare that this happens, because if we're looking at the planets, they also will be looking at us. So it's a good time to make friends with them better, because when we make friends with the planets, it's like they don't have to send us as much of that of the bad karma that it was their job to send us. You know, once we become aware of them, that really helps to where they could send us something that's a lot more positive. And so see if you can see those planets. And Astrovet's actually having some rituals around that where you could perpetuate those planets too. And we'll put a link in the newsletter about that. And then another thing that's going to be happening that's interesting in the celestial skies is that Mars is going to enter Scorpio on February 20th. And then he's going to become very powerful as he does this, because Scorpio is his own sign. He owns it. So it's like he's going into his own home where he'll be very comfortable and able to do his work well. And then it's pretty significant because Saturn, you know, such an important planet is Saturn, that it really affects all of us, is also transiting Scorpio right now. And Scorpio being the eighth house of transformation. So when Mars becomes so powerful starting February 20th, you could really access his energy to improve your health, to improve your ability to have courage and motivation to achieve success in the world. And Mars's mantra, if you want to connect with him more, is Om Mangalaya Namaha. And at the same, and you can also invoke Maruga, Mars's overlord, and one of his mantras is Om Saravana Bhava. Then on February 22nd is going to be Masi Maga, and this is a day, this is the full moon that happens near on the Maga birth star. It always happens every year, and it's a day when you can really improve your royal consciousness and have more confidence, build more confidence. Every year it's special, but then this year it's unique because Jupiter and Rahu are also going to be in Leo on that same day when the moon is in Leo, because Maga is in Leo. And so Jupiter is in Leo only once every 12 years. So Jupiter is the 200% planet of spiritual blessings and material blessings. And so that's a very beneficial thing to have there right by the moon. And then Rahu's there kind of making it more intense. So if you can participate in any of Astrovid's rituals, it would be a power day to build your royal consciousness, which is the highest self-esteem, by the way, and really the ability to do things and holding the divine in you. And the last thing I just want to mention, it's coming up a little bit further in the future. It's in about 3 weeks, is going to be Mahashivaratri, and that's the night of Shiva. And it takes place every year on the eve of the new moon, so that's going to be, it's the 14th waning moon. It happens every year when the sun is in Aquarius on this month. So this is the night where if you keep vigil and pray to Shiva, do some practices, we'll see what Dr. Pillai recommends for this year. But Shiva can remove a huge amount of karma from you, and you can really get a much cleaner slate for the rest of the year. So I know Sutrita is going to be talking a lot more about that as we get closer to it, but I just wanted to mention it so that it's on your radar. And that's about it. That's the astrological forecast for right now. And, yeah, do you have any comments on that, Sutrita, or any connections that came up that reminded you of some insights you got during your travels or anything like that?
Yeah, it was really great. Thanks so much, Radha. It just reminded me of what Dr. Pillai had shared. Everyone you can download the free apps that are available on Astrovid to your smartphone or iPhone, Android or iPhone, and it's really important to connect every hour. So it's called Hora Watch, H-O-R-A, which means hour. And it's like a watch. Instead of watching time go by, we tap into the energies of the planets, because as Radha had shared, the planets grab onto our consciousness and they make us to do really silly things or karmic things that are not serving us. So if there's a planet that is causing you to be, worried, anxious, fearful, chances are Saturn is there influencing your thoughts. So how do you get on the good side of Saturn? For example, I'm saying, it depends on where Saturn is placed in your chart, but you don't have to know too much about astrology. You just have to watch your emotions and watch your behaviors, and then observe how you are responding to others, getting your buttons pushed. That's what the planets do as well. So if you have, for example, a Saturn that's causing you to be fearful or worry or, miserable or depressed, then, and you can't get out of that funk, you're just in this gloominess all the time, or you're seeing life through like gray glasses. You're not seeing the sunlight. Well, Saturn is going through a house of transformation in the natural zodiac, in the eighth house. And so when that energy grabs onto you, you can combat it. You can rise above it. You can increase the energy that it's giving to you through the thought process that ends up being your emotions and then actions. So thoughts lead to action. Emotions lead to reaction. So you keep repeating over and over, and you can't get out of it. You get in a rut. So the Hora watch, as it hits Saturn Hora, for example, every day, it does it a couple of times in our waking day. So you can just play the mantra, or you'll hear Dr. Ply's voice singing the mantra, and then you can go and download the virtual pujas that are for each of the planets, and then just do a virtual puja. It's an offering to Saturn online. So as Radha was sharing about the sun moving into Aquarius, it's the house of innovation or the sign of innovation. So technology, internet. So if you haven't felt compelled to do that yet, you will be compelled to do it, because Saturn is saying, hey, help yourself through technology, and then you're going to improve yourself, and that's going to improve others, you know, that are around you or online. So these apps are not just something to play with, like a lot of apps are. There's something that the consciousness will help to shift your perspective. It will shift your way of thinking. So that you don't have to know too much about astrology or astronomy. Although, as Radha said, the planets are visible in the sky. I'm looking forward to looking at them. And just by gazing at them, you can get different information. And it will hit your consciousness. And it might mean something to you. Or it will awaken some thoughts in you that were dormant, that you got blessings. So whenever the planets are grabbing your consciousness, they're asking you to evolve. And not for your sake as an individual soul, but also as they help you to evolve, they get to evolve. And then as we evolve, you know, the sun being in Aquarius now for the next 30 days, as Radha shared, we're going to want to uplift others. So it's like it's a gift that keeps on giving. We give to ourselves, we give to others. And then as the cup gets emptied in someone who is evolving on the spiritual path, because that is the true path, money will come and go. Who cares about that? Friends come and go, you know? And so everything is going to come and go. Health will come and go if you're not paying attention to it. So we want to bring in our spiritual energy. And we want to develop that and keep ourselves uplifted within. And that gets dispersed in our surroundings, and then the people, our loved ones, as well benefit. And then if we can do something to network together, you know, in your community or globally, and then do something that is going to continue to fill the cup, to fill yourself so that you will feel fulfilled, and then giving to others, helping to uplift others, or going for a good cause, you know, coming together and go work towards a good cause. And then that cause will be like a pebble in the pond. And through the internet, everything can go viral so easy. So it's not like you have to work too hard now. So if you have a great cause and only a few people come together in your social circle, or you know, your work circle or family life circle, those you network with one another and you say, you know what, let's do something to raise the consciousness, to help others. You might feel compelled to do that more so than ever this month as the sun's transiting that sign of Aquarius. And so as we become more empty of our, you know, self-centered ways, or, you know, it's all about me, we're going to feel compelled to reach out and give to others. And then when we give, what happens? It becomes we become empty. So then where there's emptiness, a void, then the universe will fill it naturally. So it's not like we have to work at it. We just give out and more returns to us. So it will be something to look forward to and to experience as well. So look for those signs in the planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. You can read all about that on astroved.com or applycenter.com or the blogs that get posted to the website blog, either AstroVet or Apply Center blogs. And then Rod is also going to post this write-up for Sundays with Sucharita blog, where you can not only understand where the planets are transiting in an astrological viewpoint, but also what you can do to follow naturally that movement and how it shows up in your life. And if it's making you to feel a little bit overwhelmed, that's because they're all moving all at once. And Mars is shaking up the house of transformation. And Mars and Saturn is a slow-moving, gradual planet. It gives you, the lessons over a longer period of time, whereas Mars comes in and wants it done yesterday. So there could be a little bit of, battle going on. However, if you look at Mars and you take Mars energy as willpower to do the long term, then you have Saturn and Mars working together hand in hand to go deep into yourself and clean out, be persistent, be devoted to your spiritual practice, because that's going to be causing the transformation that you really want. So it's not something that we want to be afraid of, but it's something that we want to, grab onto and use the energy of these planets that are also within us. The Mars energy gives us that high self-esteem and that ability to be a spiritual warrior. So no matter what anyone thinks about you doing your spiritual path, you will just continue. You will just stand in your own strength, and you will stand for a cause. And, you don't have to go out and say, I go and smash coconuts, or I go to, journeys to India and go to temples and all these other things. And people in your family or your friend circle, your work circle, they might think, oh, my God, you've really gone off the deep end. It won't matter to you, because you will just be committing to your spiritual practices. You'll be, diving into a good cause. And that in and of itself will reflect that light, and you'll be an example to others. So you don't have to say too much. It's just how you're being. And then people will say, hey, what are you taking? You're just so so light and so empowered, and you're standing for a good cause, or you're stepping into something that I would never do. How did you do that? And then you can maybe have a conversation about your path, or you can just share that I've just decided that this is how I want to be. I want to transform into my highest and best that I can be. And that's what God wants us all to do, the God within us and the God around us, meaning the consciousness that knows everything and can do everything and can be everywhere, and that energy can be tapped into. So these planets, this Mars and Saturn in Scorpio, is really going to cause deep transformation. But as we go deeper, we dig the well deeper, more and more resources are available, and then that can be filled as we give it away. So, and that's the prana that Radha was talking about too, the life force that is within us, or the amrita, the ability to heal. So we can use this energy of the planets transiting to really heal our body, our mind, and soul, to refresh us, to energize us. It may ask us to pay attention to our health, So we want to pay attention to that which will make sure that we have a long life, and not a long and painful life, but a long and vital life. So we might start to look at our dietary patterns or habits. We might cut back on things that are, we know are harming us, but we might really say, oh my God, I'm like a robot just taking this because I like it. But maybe too much, it's too much for us right now. And so we might become, you know, look into becoming vegans or something like that. Not that you should. Dr. Plath says don't do anything that is unnatural for you. If you're used to eating meat, feel free. But maybe you'll cut back on it a bit. So you could take up yoga or, you know, some exercise regime or routine. You could walk more instead of sitting. So you might find yourself paying attention more to your health and well-being. And you might even delve deeper into your spiritual practices, because the planets are really strong and powerful, and they're going to support you, going to protect you from running out and doing mundane stuff that you just do anyways every day. So we'll help you to stick to your spiritual practices. Make sure that you do your tarpanum every day. Get the blessings from your ancestors. And then smash a coconut until every day until you have a breakthrough. This is spiritual technology. It doesn't matter what other people think. It doesn't even matter what you think. Just do the thing a few times and you will go, oh my God, I feel a breakthrough. Because life is all about experience. And if we don't pay attention to our experiences, we'll just be dull. And we will not want to be motivated to do anything. We'll lose the passion for going after what really serves us and serves others. So smash the coconut or cut limes. You can, you know, roll a lime around your head too and cut it. Cut the karma. It'll really challenge your karma. And then, you know, participate in services or get on a program. There's lots of programs offered through Ply Center now and through AstroVet as well. And not that you have to do everything, but there's, you just do what resonates with you, whatever you're compelled to do. People might be wanting to learn more about the life body. On the trip, we were, you know, really tuning into the Rudparam Jyoti. So you can go on to Ply Center videos, the YouTube videos, and that's all free. So you can see what you're drawn to do and then go after it and just do it every day. And then all of a sudden it will be a part of your regular routine, and you'll inquire more and more about how you can fill your cup until it runneth over, so to speak, and then give to others. Do something. You can go to Tripura Foundation. Dr. Ply has created that. So it's so easy to, you know, support the Hope Centers, the feeding programs, the, you know, elder, supporting the elderly. You know, and then also Phonemic Intelligence. That is an incredible program to give to children, to teenagers, to adults, including yourself. That is a program that's offered through Ply Center, and it's it empowers everyone. You can get involved just doing it on an individual level for your family, sharing it with others in your workplace. And those simple sounds, it has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with, you know, deities or archetypes. It has to do with opening the parts of your brain that are dormant or just maybe functioning at a minimum. And when you do these sounds, they change your brain and it changes your chemistry. And when you change the chemistry, then you change the way you feel. And when you change the way you feel, then you act differently. You think differently and you do more. You become this optimal human being on an everyday basis. You put on a new pair of glasses and you just see life in a new way. So it's simple sounds, simple techniques through phonemic intelligence can make you to really light up yourself and light up others. So these are all things that you might be compelled to do or you may be drawn to do in the coming weeks ahead, and because it's all about serving yourself, but serving your highest, from your highest way of being, and then networking with others who resonate with that kind of energy and they want to do something, but they can't do it on an individual level or have the impact that they want to have. So if you find yourself, hey, let's get together and, you know, do maybe at work, you can all come together as a group of people and sponsor Hope Center for the year, because then these kids, we actually visited Hope Center in Chennai, just outside of Chennai in Kumbakonam area. And the kids had so much light in their eyes, and they took us through a phonemic intelligence, one of the techniques. And it was, I think we were sitting there for maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes. It was, they took us through actually three techniques. And there was the trip participants, the adults who were on the trip with Dr. Ply, his birthday. We visited the center, and we were sitting there in and amongst these children, this group of children. And the energy in that room was so impressive. It was so impactful. We were totally energized. And these kids were just simply saying the sounds. And they were so happy and, you know, not jumping all over the place. They were just very solid inside of themselves. And they would speak to us in their, you know, the English that they knew. And they were confident. They weren't afraid of us, you know. The Westerners coming in, they were very welcoming. They gave us pictures, and it was such a joyous experience. And at the end, they said, God bless you. Thank you so much. Thanks to Dr. Ply for giving us this opportunity to have the support, to have this center, to have these teachings that are so simple, and they're changing their lives, and also these kids share it with their families, and their families are changing. So it's not something that happens down the road. It's happening now. And then just, you know, supporting from a distance, they are so grateful. They're so grateful for the sponsorship. And then they, you know, the centers are opening up around the world now. So eventually, and not too far in the future, there's going to be the phonemic intelligence is going to become a part of curriculums in schools and also in workplaces and in homes. So it's something to, it's a good cause. And it's already a program. It's online. It's accessible to everyone and anyone. So you might feel compelled to share that. Get it. Learn it very easy, and then share it with others. And we will see this: the consciousness of the whole globe can go viral through the program. So if you're on that, if you feel compelled to do that, it's a great cause. And then you can say, yeah, I was there. I did that. I participated in that when it was starting. It'll go like wildfire. So this is a time where you know, we're at that age of the Kali going out the window. It's so 5 minutes ago. It's so history. So we need a new consciousness coming in. And that's what the Satya Yuga is all about. Satya means truth. Not truth as in right or wrong. It means truth as in wisdom. And so how do we get that? We have to light up our brain. We have to light up our consciousness. And the phonemic intelligence is being tested, as Radha shared, about the science and technology. When science proves it, that it does light up the brain and it does bring in more intelligence and whole brain thinking where you can manifest instantaneously. So it's exciting. It's a very exciting time. It's a very exciting year. So jump on and get on the bandwagon, so to speak, because it'll be fun to ride it and then see it go viral and to know that, wow, it really does. It can really make a difference very quickly. So that's what I wanted to share about your update or your forecast, Radha, about how the planets are affecting us. Masi Maga is great for honoring the ancestors too, because Maga is a star to honor your ancestors. Because you, as Dr. Ply says, you think you're thinking thoughts. No, the genes think too. So the DNA is thinking. And who do we share our DNA with? Our ancestors. So although they're out of the body, they're still impacting us through the genes, through the DNA. So look on Mastervid and Ply Center, read about Masi Mag and see how that resonates with you. And at minimum, continue to do your tarpanum every day. Get the blessings from your ancestors. Mahashivaratri is coming up again. I believe it's in March, but we'll talk more about that. But start praying to Shiva. How do you do that? Just say a mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. Or listen to it on Ply Center YouTube. And the Dancing with Shiva track for Om Namah Shivaya, it's fabulous. It's kind of catchy tune. So just because it's a dancing CD, it's also a mantra of meditation practice. It's kind of fun. So you might want to share that with others as well. So we're looking for a clean slate any time we can. And then as we clean the slate and we have a fresh start, a fresh outlook every day internally, then guess what happens in our life? Externally, everything can unfold in a very graceful and easy manner. Even if we have challenges, we know it will be temporary. And we know we can rise above those challenges when we put our God self first. So that's what I wanted to share about that. And the line is open for those of you who want to ask a question or share a comment about anything that Radha has provided, the information that she shared with us, or about anything going on in your world. You just need to press *6. Okay. Radha, are you still there? Do you have anything to add?
Hi, Sucharita. Yeah, I'm still here. No, I don't think I have anything else to add on this, really.
Okay.
But thank you for asking. You probably have more things to add because you've just been traveling for 2 weeks and having a lot of spiritual adventures.
Yeah. Well, what can I say? There's so much happening. I was looking through the notes that I had taken during the lectures or during the sharings that Dr. Ply had given us, and the meditation practices and so on. And the main theme that continues to kind of excite me and others as well is that there is technology, there's spiritual technology that we may not really fully understand or even comprehend at a spiritual level, because that would take a lifetime to understand. But the technology that Dr. Ply shares is so simple and so easy to use, and we don't really need to know the science behind it or go in depth into, say, this, what the scriptures say. You can just do the thing. So if you are having blocks, or you're taking programs and you're participating in rituals or remedies, and you're still stuck, or there's not the breakthrough that you want to see, you've got to get excited about it. You've got to get passionate about it and challenge your karma, you know, to do whatever you can do. So breaking the coconuts, they sound like a really simple or silly, mundane thing to do, but or even strange thing to do. And I'll tell you, the people who didn't know anything about what Dr. Pillai has shared during the trip, when they got to the coconut busting, they said, oh my God, this really works. So try it, do it, try any of these things. And even if you have tried it, it's a new day. It's a new week, it's a new month. Don't go to the past. When you go to the past and you say nothing is working, what is your consciousness doing? It's keeping you stuck. It's keeping you stuck in that nothing is working. And so whatever you think, that's what's happening. So you've got to challenge yourself to really come to that awareness that no one is going to save you from anything. No one is going to do your life for you. You can get support, but then you've got to really challenge your faith and trust that your God self is always going to win over. And so how do you get to that winning over when you're such in a funk, or you're so stuck, or looking back all the time? It's like a robot. You just automatically do it. So the coconut smashing will really bust it up. It will absorb all that negativity and that ratchet thinking. If you get into a rut and you just ratchet it out, the same old, same old, same old, and guess what? You're stuck there. And even if someone gives you a hand, you'll just be like, no, I'm happy being stuck here. I keep saying that, so I just might as well keep being that. Nothing's going to change. Why isn't anything changing? So that's an old story that just needs to be totally smashed. And so without beating yourself up about it, or, you know, getting frustrated about it, take the coconut, smash it. Someone was saying, we should have coconut smashing for anger management. And it's not that you're an angry person, but you got to maybe get angry to get yourself motivated to come out of your rut. So the coconut smashing will be great. Tarpon practice is really fabulous. Participating in these rituals and remedies offered through Pillai Center, keep doing it until you get the breakthrough, because your karma is so strong. Karma is just thoughts. And you don't know what you were thinking in previous lifetimes or even in this lifetime. And whatever you thought, maybe it wasn't your highest and best. And then you can't even go back to those thoughts anymore. And that can be, depressing. Or it can be keeping you having a setback. So Dr. Pillai was really adamant about doing things that are going to challenge your karma. And no one else is responsible for it. And you can say, well, I've done this and I've done that and nothing is happening. No, you keep doing it until something does happen, right? It's like you can go to university and you know you got to slug through it for 4 years, 8 years, 10 years, whatever it is. And even at the end, whatever. Maybe you don't even want to do it anymore. But you keep pushing through because something is going to break through and then you're going to find your purpose. So nothing in life, you're never stuck in life. You just keep going. You keep digging deep within you and then allowing the divine to come. And guess what? You will go through life with more grace and ease. You might have some bumps, but they will be more graceful and easy and kind of fun too. So read about the planets, do the coconut busting, participate in your charpana, in your daily practice. There's lots of information about that we've already shared. And it's lots on the blog and Ply Center blog and Ashurved. And get the blessings from your ancestors. Talk to the planets. Go out and look at them in the sky. And meditate on them. Get the Hora Watch. It's free. It's a free app. And then do virtual pujas. Those are free apps. Get to know the planets on an energetic level. And then time, your sense of time will shift. And you don't have to know anything about it. So it's a great time for you to stick to your practices. Go deep, dig your well, deep within. Use the planet's energy now to make you a spiritual warrior so that nothing is going to stop you from being your best, as you can be at this point in time. So if we don't have any other questions or comments from anyone, we'll wrap it up.
Hi,
Hey, Jermaine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to just say that today, I guess at 1 o'clock, there's another call, a free call, about CLEAM or the mantra CLEAM for Valentine's Day.
Great.
I have a number if anybody wants it. I'll just let people know.
Is that on Ply Center? Is it on Ply Center, Jermaine? Yeah, they can go to Ply Center.
I got an email from Fran, and also it was on a 10 o'clock call with Sarah, and they announced it then. I think it's with Gina.
Okay.
Anyway, I just thought if people wanted to be on there, it's 712-775-7035, and the code is 727059.
Okay.
Your adventures for India were really great. We're happy to have you back. You are missed. And lots of love to you on Valentine's Day.
Aw, thank you so much, Jermaine. Okay. How is it? How has it been for you in your practices and in the programs that you're taking?
Oh, my practices are great. I'm really enjoying all my practices. I see signs of improvement. Little bits are coming in my finances. Nothing yet major, do you know what I'm saying? But I keep doing the Shreem Brzee. And anytime I'm concerned, I do more Shreem Brzee, and I have that ultimate package, so I keep doing that. I participated in Baba's birthday, so, you know, you could feel things from a distance, which was really nice, and his call on his birthday was really good about what you're thinking about, how you really need to watch your thoughts, right? So putting a lot of attention on that. And I had an opportunity to go visit my father, and actually I was with my father on Baba's birthday, and so I said a prayer for my father because my father is in the process of making his transition.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing my dad said to me, he said, I depend on you. And it was funny. I said, yeah, well, I'll help my brothers and sisters as much as I can. He said, no, that's not what I mean. And he didn't say anything more, but I really felt it was more on a spiritual level. So I did a puja for him. I don't know. I can't say the name. Ruyetu. It's for somebody who's, like, transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for him, and I'm just praying. And I was there with him on his birthday, so I asked Baba to take care of him, so I felt really good about that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really important.
My father wants to leave, do you know? I mean, he's in a really nice place. He's being well taken care of, but he's sleeping most of the time. You know, he's not super uncomfortable. There's times he has back pain, things like that. But, you know, he's just waiting, do you know what I mean, to make his transition. So.
Well, that's really special that he did say that because he knows at that soul level.
When he said, you know, I'm depending on you, you know, it's like, and then when I came back home, somebody had told me about this puja before and I hadn't done it for him. And then I immediately went and did that puja for him, you know, because it was like, surely I would love to do anything for him, you know, because my father was my he was my best parent, but, you know, parent that I was attached to the most, yes. You know, the one that I felt the most love from. So it's like, anyways, I'm fine with it in terms of his making his transition. He always keeps saying he wants, and all of a sudden a door opened for me to go. It was just like so magical. It was like, you know, it just opened. I had I've been very busy at work after that point, but, you know, there was an opening for me to go. My boss actually paid for my trip. You know, it was just like everything, like, lined up for me to zip in for 5 or 6 days. I was there 5 or 6 days. And then, you know, it was a really good visit, and I had some really nice time with my dad. And, you know, I mean, what more could you want, right?
Aw, that's great. Yeah. That's really nice sharing.
Yeah. So, and I know someday I will go to India and be on one of those trips.
You will, Jermaine. You will.
I am so happy this time he did the what are those, the yantras, where your name was in it, so you could, like, participate as if you were there, right? I mean, I've been participating every birthday, but I felt even more included when he did that. Do you know? It's, like, very, very nice. And also the February 11th, you know, the puja that day, you know, even though I'm far away, like you said, I could feel the effects on February 11th, and I think this is the first time I realized about the spiritual birthday of Baba. Do you know? It's like I knew about his regular birthday, but I think this is the first year my awareness was on also the 11th, the day of that. So, you know, it's so nice that we can participate from a distance, right?
Absolutely, and I just wanted to touch base on the point that you made about the spiritual birthday. And every month, we all have a spiritual birthday. So if you know your nakshatra or your birth star, then it's easy to find out on Astrovet or Ply Center. You can just key in your birth information. And then when your birth star comes up every month, it's like having a little mini birthday.
Well, see, I didn't really know that. So I have to look on the calendar right now. Mine is Kritika. Am I saying that right?
Kritika. That's actually coming up tomorrow. Maybe it's today where you are.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It's today.
Look at that. So happy
and
birthday.
And I wouldn't have known that. Wow, it's my birthday today. Wow.
There you go.
That's great. You know what? I am really enjoying Sarah's class. I have to tell you, somehow I got on this class. You know, it's been a free class for me. But she's going really into all the planets, all everything, every single week. And even though I knew some of them, right, you know, it's like the more you hear it, the more you're able to follow that calendar better and really understand. So, like, I'll just share while we're on the phone because nobody else is talking, but Wednesday is the 11th moon, which I guess Vishnu rules Wednesdays anyway, but the 11th moon is ruled by Vishnu also. So when you have that combination, that's a great day for more praying to Vishnu for material wealth. Correct?
Right, right.
Yeah. And then also I am participating with the pradoshams. I really love the pradoshams, and we have one coming on the 19th, according to my calendar, but it is, I guess, the 20th in India. Mm-hmm. And that one is a Shiva pradosham. So that's, you know, really good. And she talked about the coconuts, too. I don't see where I could really crack a coconut. I've tried to crack a coconut before and had really hard time cracking a coconut. I will try some point, but how do you make cracking a coconut easy?
Well, you can put it in a bag. And then you just take the bag and smash it on the ground in your backyard.
You just throw it on the ground, like on cement or something?
Yeah, you hold the bag in your hand, you know, the handles, and then you just whip it and smash it.
Okay, just keep cracking it until it cracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I could do that.
Try it.
Doing that. Yeah, and how many coconuts do you think you should do?
People were doing 108.
They were doing 108 all on one day?
Yeah, they really got in. Not all in one day, but over the period of time.
Okay. Okay. So
yeah.
I have to first try cracking my first one and go from there.
Also,
I have been, when they do it on the fourth moon, cracking the coconuts, you know, letting Astrovig crack coconuts.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, I will I'll have to do 108 one time, because that would be really cool. You know.
It'll take you several hours.
It'll take me several hours. No, I'll have definitely 108 for me.
Yeah.
Let I'll them, figure out a way to get the money to do 108, because they give you, you can do like four, right? You can do like so many. They let you crack as many as you want.
Yeah. So those people who are listening, you can get the service through Astrovid where they smash the coconuts on your behalf. And then as they're doing it either on the fourth moon or the 14th moon, because those are really powerful times to do it, you can do, you know, you can take one or two or three and smash it at the same time and get into the energy. Because it's all about you. It's all your name and your star is you put that in the service and then you can feel it, because that's what the spiritual technology is for your spirit, for your energy. So, and then you look in your life after that happened, after you did that 108 coconut smashing or nine or whatever the number was, then you can backtrack it and see, oh, I had this breakthrough in my relationship or breakthrough in my job or health or whatever area it is, money. And it's, you can backtrack it and see, I did this service and this is the result. That's what Dr. Ply wants us to do. It's all about results. So,
The other thing, too, is you have to have a certain smartphone in order to download, you know, the daily Pong Chong, like, you know, for the everything.
No, you can have an Android or an iPhone. They have both apps.
You said an Android or iPhone. I mean, I just have a phone, like, from Metro PCS, you know, that has all the little things on it. Would that one do it, or do I have to have a... I have to get more technologically savvy here. You know, I mean, I don't know whether mine would be... I don't think mine's an Android. I think that's a special kind, isn't it?
Android is just another phone instead of an iPhone. So... if you can get internet access on your phone, then you should be able to get an app.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm working on this week, because I would really like to have that where every hour you know exactly what planet it is, and you can.
Excuse me.
You can either do the mantra or do something. God bless you.
Ask Fran; she'll help you.
So thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Do it. All right. Well, thanks so much, Jimmy. Take care. Have a great week ahead.
Bye.
Is there anyone else who would like to share anything before we wrap it? All right. So thanks for joining, everyone, and great to be back, and looking forward to our next call together next Sunday. And in the meantime, check out the blog and your email inbox for the write-up from Radha. Thanks so much, Radha, and it was very enlightening. We have some things to look forward to in this next transit of the sun as it moves into it through the house that, or the sign that will bring us more, we'll be more inclined to network with one another and then work towards a higher cause, something that's going to give us some satisfaction in life, higher satisfaction in life than rather just doing things for ourselves. Or our immediate family. So that we'll see how that all rolls out this week and this in the coming weeks. So thanks again, Rana. And I'm not sure if you're still there.
Thanks, Sucharita. I enjoyed being here, and nice to have you back.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it's great to be back too. So have a fabulous week ahead, everyone, and we'll see you next time. God bless.